You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by Kentucky State Police Trooper and Post 1 Public Affairs Officer, Jay Thomas. Welcome back to Sounds Good.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
And we're here mainly, I guess, to talk about the National Click It or Ticket campaign. And I guess the publicity part of that kicks off today, but the actual campaign runs May 19th through Memorial Day, right?
That's correct. This week, we're just really trying to push a lot of the media aspect of it. It's a national event all across the U.S. We've been doing this for several years, and it's more to bring awareness to the seatbelt usage and try to get more people to simply click it or ticket. Would much rather stop somebody that's wearing a seatbelt, or as we do some of our saturation patrols or traffic safety checkpoints, to see people buckled up versus having to write them a ticket that they're going to have to pay. So,
and you said that there are some counties in our area that nationally seatbelt usage is below the national average, and these include Callaway and Marshall, McCracken, and Graves, right?
Right. The and Kentucky as a whole is 85% seatbelt usage, where the national average is 87. Through some of the studies and surveys that's been done by the Office of Highway Safety, Callaway County, Graves County, Marshall County, McCracken County, out of our 11-county post area that we service, are going to be targeted counties where their seatbelt usage is lower than that across Kentucky. And that's where we've had some of our fatalities last year, where seatbelts would have played a part in that, where they were unrestrained.
Are these counties much lower than the state and national average, or do you have the exact numbers, or is it pretty close?
I don't have the numbers, but I know they're significantly lower.
See, it looks like in 2013, 638 total highway fatalities is what I have in front of
right,
me.
Right, yeah. And 483 of those were motor vehicles. And 278 were not wearing a seatbelt that were killed. And just for our post area, last year we had 47 fatalities. 36 of those were motor vehicle fatalities. And out of the 36 fatalities out of a motor vehicle, out of a car or a pickup or a commercial vehicle, 18 of them were not wearing a seatbelt. So that puts us at a 50% fatality rate not being buckled up.
So you think actually that maybe the fatalities could have actually been cut in half if people had simply worn their seatbelt?
Right. Their seatbelt saves more lives than not. A lot of that's going to be dependent on the crash itself, how that collision occurs. My 13 years of experience in law enforcement, and prior to that, I've done a lot with the volunteer fire department. I see it every day whenever we're out on collisions. Seatbelts do save lives, and they do have a big impact on that.
How much attention is paid to seatbelts just throughout the course of a year? Is it a priority for the KSP, or is it something that you look at secondarily?
Now, and Kentucky changed the law to make that a primary offense, so we can make a traffic stop just for not wearing a seatbelt. Mm-hmm. But we look at that. That's always on our mind because we do believe that seatbelts do save lives. So as a trooper, and any of our troopers are constantly looking for seatbelt usage.
Are there tricks that drivers have tried to pull over the years to where they don't have it on, and then, you know, you see the commercials. Is that actually true?
It is. You see all kind of stuff. You'll see them just kind of raise their arm up like they're scratching their shoulder to kind of hide that. You'll see people that'll just slide up, and you'll see the seatbelt just slowly come across. And you get used to seeing a lot of these things, and you can spot pretty easily if they don't have their seatbelt on or not. I guess one of the big things with the seatbelt stuff, a lot of people will wear it underneath their arm, and that's illegal. It's got to be worn in accordance with the manufacturers of that. So it's designed to go over the shoulder, and it's designed that way because your breastplate, your sternum will take the brunt of the impact, where if you have it underneath your arm, then your rib cage is going to take that. And if your ribs break, then a lot of vital organs right behind your rib cage there.
Now, is there a place that our listeners can go to learn more about the ticket or click it, or are there any other just general rules of the campaign you'd like them to be aware of?
Well, just know that we're going to be enforcing this. We're going to increase our patrols. We're going to do some saturation patrols, particularly in the counties that we mentioned there, Callaway, Graves, Marshall, and McCracken. And it's not just the state police. A lot of local law enforcement will be involved as well. It's not just a daytime activity that we're going to be focusing on. We're going to do some stuff at night. We've got a balloon lighting system that we received a grant on last year. So we're able to do some of our safety checkpoints at night.
What is a balloon lighting system?
It's on a telescoping pole, and it goes up, and it's not necessarily like a balloon, but it goes up a telescoping pole, and it's got a little cover on it, so it helps illuminate an intersection a lot brighter, so we can actually see inside the cars, but it doesn't affect the driver's vision as they come up to that. We done that last year, and we were very successful on that. We do all of our safety traffic checkpoints, if they go to KentuckyStatePolice.org, go to post locations and post one, and they can find every checkpoint location that we do has to be in approved locations. And those are on our website. So particularly in those counties, we can't just randomly go set up a safety checkpoint wherever we want. It's going to be approved location. So we push those out twice a month in news releases. And it's always on our website for them to go to.
And, of course, the easiest way to participate in Click Your Ticket is just to wear your seatbelt.
Right, just wear your seatbelt. One of the things that we're going to do in Callaway County, we've partnered with some of the local restaurants, and Tumbleweed's going to give us some things to hand out. Taco John's and Murray's giving us some coupons to hand out, and Backyard Burgers is giving us some stuff to hand out. So as we kind of – and we'll publicize some of these type events with local law enforcement, do those maybe during the day. And so people that'll come through that's wearing a seatbelt, we'll give them something to, you know, hey, thanks for wearing your seatbelt.
Cool. And the other thing we wanted to talk about was, is this week the National Police Officers Memorial Week?
It is. And if you notice, I'm wearing my black band mm-hmm. across my badge. So you'll see that with most law enforcement officers this week. The Kentucky State Police we've lost 26 troopers in the line of since 1948 while they've been working. And we've lost one of the troopers we'll be honoring this week in Mayfield is Trooper James McNeely. He's from Graves County, from the Wingo area, but he was assigned to Post 12 in Frankfort when he tragically lost his life on April the 8th, 1972. They were doing a search and rescue for some canoers, and he was in a boat with a water patrol officer, and it got sucked up into the dam up there, and they drowned.
I mean, obviously, any loss of life is tragic, but 26 since 1948, that's pretty good for a survival rate.
Yeah, I would attribute a lot of that to our training and experience that we do, but certainly. You know, 26 to me is 26 too many.
26 too many, but I bet it's a lot lower than it is in a lot of states.
Right.
It is. And all these troopers that you honor, they all died just in the line of duty. It could have been an accidental or any way that they could have lost their life.
That's correct.
And is there any other activities going on besides the memorial in Mayfield?
That's all that we're hosting, just to honor Trooper McNeely. We're going to do that at the Mayfield Memorial Garden on Thursday, May 15th. Every year we lay a wreath at his graveside, and his family's out there, and we talk a little bit about it, and we have a pastor that comes out and says a couple of prayers for us and stuff.
Is there anything that citizens can do to participate in this week?
There's a lot of local agencies that are also doing things, having wreath laying ceremonies. McCracken County is doing something today around noon. But they can certainly come out. They're more than welcome to come to the things that we do as well.
Great. Well, I'll tell you what, it was great to talk to you again, Kentucky State Police Trooper Jay Thomas. Come back again on Sounds Good, okay?
All right, thank you.